Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 14 different ideas of different ways that you can make money on Instagram. Whether we're heading into the holiday season and you need some extra cash, or you're looking to build a new income stream for 2023, these ideas should hopefully get you going. And also, these ideas cover a wide variety of different talents and skills, and of course, they have a wide variety of different income potentials. Some of these things are going to be a way that you can make a quick 10 bucks. Some of these are going to be a way that you can add $10,000 to your bottom line in 2023. And even if you already have a successful business, or even if you're already growing the way you want to on Instagram, I want to encourage you to continue listening to today's episode, because studies have shown that the average millionaire has at least 7 different streams of income. And the more different streams of income that you build, and the more passive those streams of income become, then the less you have to stress, the less you have to worry about, and the more time, freedom, and energy you have to pursue things that you might be more passionate about. So with that being said, let's hop into the 14 different ideas.
Idea number one, selling physical products, and specifically doing so using the Instagram shop. Instagram is really promoting and highlighting shopping right on the platform. They've even made one of the 5 options at the bottom of the screen the shopping cart. So using the Instagram shop is a great way to highlight different products that you have for sale.
Instagram is also constantly incentivizing the shopping tab and encouraging your followers to click on the shopping tab and to shop from your cart. In fact, when new followers show up on your page, if you have a shop set up, oftentimes they will be redirected right to the shop after pressing follow. And sometimes they'll even be given a credit by Instagram to use at your store. So it's kind of like Instagram giving them a gift card to your shop, but you don't have to pay the difference.
Idea number two is digital product sales. Examples of this would be an ebook, a course, a digital download, a digital playlist, maybe something else that you're selling online that people can basically sign up for and purchase right on Instagram, and then they get sent to them via email or via some sort of link.
If you're new to selling or creating your own product or offer, this is a great option for you, because you can make these digital downloads very quick oftentimes, be it an audio recording or a Canva document, and then you can list it relatively easily on Instagram.
Idea number three can be done right on Instagram, and that is Instagram subscriptions. Now, Instagram subscriptions aren't quite available to everyone yet, but they are getting increasingly rolled out to more and more users. So if you don't have Instagram subscriptions yet, you should hopefully have them soon. Basically, what Instagram subscriptions are is the ability for you as the creator to offer exclusive content for your most loyal followers in exchange for a monthly fee. Instagram allows you to set the monthly fee anywhere from $1 all the way up to, I believe, $100. And once people pay that monthly fee and sign up to become a subscriber, they automatically get renewed every single month, and you make the income based off how many subscribers you have.
At the time of recording this, subscriptions are available in the United States, and they're being tested in the United Kingdom, in Canada, and in Australia, with hopes that in 2023, they're going to be rolled out to a lot more countries.
Idea number four is in-app payments, and on Instagram, this is Reels bonuses. Reels bonuses are where you get paid based off the amount of views that you're getting on your reel. At the time of recording this, Reels bonuses are only available in the United States and in India. And the only way to qualify for Reels bonuses is to have less than 1 million followers and to have a professional profile, which means either having a business account or a creator account.
Hey there, small business leader. Are you looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees? Or maybe you feel like you're doing it all at your company? Well, JustWorks makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you just how JustWorks can help your business. As we all know, the way people work is changing, and you need HR tools that can keep up. Whether your team is local, remote, or distributed, JustWorks helps you comply with state payroll tax requirements, keeping up with state labor laws, and access health insurance plans in any state. They also provide proactive support for federal, state, and local employment-related compliance needs. JustWorks makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. And they do so using a cloud-based platform that enables managers and employees alike to quickly and securely access benefits, payroll, and other HR functionality from anywhere at any time. They allow you to run your business with confidence. Take a look at JustWorks transparent pricing by visiting justworks.com/pricing. Again, that's justworks.com/pricing for details. At the beginning of December 2022, Instagram began rolling out Reels bonuses to a lot more people within the US. So to check if you have Reels bonuses, just go to your Instagram settings, which can be found on your Instagram profile, of course, and then tap on either business or creator, depending on which of the two your account is set up as. And then the third option will say bonuses if you have access to bonuses. If you don't have access, you won't see the bonuses button in your settings. It won't be available for you. And there's nothing you can do to earn or unlock bonuses. Once you're eligible, you kind of have to just sit and wait and hope you're one of the lucky people who it gets randomly rolled out to. It's not something that you need a certain amount of followers or a certain amount of views to reach, nor does getting more followers or more views necessarily improve your odds of getting access to Reels bonuses. It really is almost exclusively luck-based as long as you're eligible. Also, a lot of people have theorized that Reels bonuses negatively impact your views on your Reels, but we haven't seen any data that's actually proved that. Lots of people have reported that their views have dropped since they've started Reels bonuses, but plenty of people have also reported that their views have gone up after turning on Reels bonuses. And plenty of people have seen that their views have gone down without even having access to Reels bonuses. So from the best that we can tell and from all the data we can collect, it seems like there is no direct correlation between Reels bonuses and the amount of views that you're getting on your Reels.
Idea number five is social media management. So many people, so many business owners are already growing on social media. They've already learned the skills to grow their own business, and they can use the extra 5 to 10 hours that you have per week to help someone else manage their social media and grow their page as well. So offering social media management is a great way to add some extra income right on Instagram. Idea number six is UGC, which stands for user-generated content. User-generated content is where brands pay you to make videos, advertisements, reels, stories for them. And this is different than paid sponsorships or brand deals where brands are paying you to post a reel on your own page. Here in UGC, brands are paying you to create the content for them regardless of what you do with it or where you share it yourself. The great thing about that is because brands don't care if or where you are sharing the content, they also don't care how many followers you have. They're using you as the person to create the video, kind of like an actor or an actress, rather than someone who's actually doing the promotions for them. Idea number seven is badges. Badges are essentially tips that are given to creators while they're on Instagram Live. So if you go live on Instagram, you can offer badges, you can tell your live viewers that badges are turned on, and then people can purchase badges while they watch you go live, and then you make money based off how many badges were purchased and how much each badge was worth.
Something that I've done in the past to increase the amount of badges that I was given during my lives was to incentivize badge giving. So I would not only call out the names of everyone who gave a badge, but I would also say that anyone who gave a badge would be entered in to randomly receive a profile review from me. So it was a way that they could kind of enter into a lottery system to win something from me.
Idea number eight is something I would recommend for everyone, regardless of how many followers you have, you can get started with this, and that is affiliates. Almost every business, almost every company, even Amazon has affiliate links. And what's awesome about that is that you can share, recommend, talk about your favorite products, share your affiliate link or your affiliate code, and then when people use that link or code, you get credit and you get reimbursed. Idea number nine is paid partnerships. This is where a company pays to partner with you, creating some kind of content that then you are sharing on your page, and usually they're sharing it on their page as well. It's kind of like they're paying you to make an advertisement for them. And I know you might be watching thinking, oh, that's only for influencers, that's only for people with hundreds of thousands of followers, But that's not true. Brands have been shown to work with people even less than 1,000 followers, because oftentimes, if you have a lower follower count, you have a higher engagement rate. Idea number 10 is super similar to idea number 9, and idea number 10 is sponsorships. The distinction here is that with sponsorships, brands are paying for more than just one single piece of content. Usually it's an ongoing relationship. Maybe they're going to require you to make a post every single day or stories once a week. Maybe they're going to require that you tag them in your Instagram bio. There's different rules that come with each brand and each sponsorship, but a sponsorship is more of an ongoing, reoccurring relationship than just a one-off paid partnership. Idea number 11 is the sale of services. Chances are, if you've been growing your own social media, you have developed some skills like video editing, content creation, copywriting, graphic design, and you can offer those skills to other people on social media. There's so many people out there who are trying to grow their Instagram following, but they struggle in some of these areas that you happen to be good at. So you can offer your services in exchange for fees.
My pro tip for you here is to reach out to creators and reach out with specific creations or specific skills that you can offer in mind. One example of this is recently I was reached out to by a video editor who took the initiative to find one of my past Instagram Live videos, download it to his device, and then edit it in a way that is really engaging and really visually appealing and would perform as a reel. So basically, he took a video that was like 45 minutes long. He pulled out a little 30-second snippet. He made it look super good on his own. This was all on his own without even saying anything to me. Then he sent it to me and said, "Hey, Brock, these are the kinds of videos that I can make for you on a regular basis." And this would be a benefit for you because now you don't have to create extra content, but you can share these engaging reels with your audience. Plus, it's things that you're already saying and that you're already teaching. It's just now made in a much more palatable and easier to consume way. And then he even said, "If you would like to send me 3 more long videos, I would love to edit them for free as a trial so you can see how fast I work and how engaging these reels can be." So you know what I did? I hired him. This blew me away, the way he worked, the way he performed, the way he returned these reels to me in such a timely manner, and just the initiative that he took to reach out and to edit my reels without even me having to ask, it blew me away. So I hired him, and now he's my full-time editor. So take a page out of my editor's book and reach out to some people who you feel like you could offer your services to. Maybe it's not editing a reel, maybe it's graphic design, maybe it's audio editing, maybe you're really great at filtering photos and tuning the lights and the colors in the photos. You know what your skills are, so find some creators who you like and offer your skills and services to them.
Listen, if you are like most people, you spend a lot of time on social media and it feels like it's a waste of time, why not start figuring out how your time on these social media platforms can actually make you some money by leveraging those things that you recommend, the products that you love, the things that you talk about, the great deal on a rug that you just got, the lash product that has changed your life. If you're one of those people that believe sharing is caring and you love sharing your favorite things and deals and those kinds of things, like, you should be getting paid for that. But brands aren't going to reach out to you. You need to know how to reach out to them to set up these brand deals. And again, they don't care if you have a big following. They don't care if you don't go on camera. They just want to know, are you somebody that people trust and engage with? If that could be you and you want to learn how to do this the right way, we have a new mini course that is super easy to get through. It's really fast to get through. And it walks you through the process of how to get started with brand deals. It's pretty cool. Like, we teach you how to pitch yourself. We put together templates for you so you can just, like, basically copy and paste the email. We show you how to put together a media kit. In fact, we give you a template so you can just, like, drop and drag your own photos and information about your social media platform. We will teach you how to ask for free product from companies and then how to negotiate your rates. And with the big changes to Instagram, you know, Instagram's favoring smaller accounts, like, the time is now. So don't miss this opportunity. Check it out right now. Go to shaleen.com/micro. Again, it's shaleen.com/micro, and let's get you some brand deals.
Idea number 12 is coaching. And the really cool thing about coaching is that there's not a huge setup that is required. We're all used to Zoom, and you can integrate Calendly, which is a scheduler, right onto your Instagram bio. You can set it up so that when someone visits your Instagram profile, they can book a coaching call with you right there, and you can offer coaching related to whatever your niche is. Number 13 is reselling. This is especially popular on the Instagram stories, where people will find different products, oftentimes clothing, oftentimes from thrift stores, and they will resell their products or their goods on their Instagram stories. This is also a great thing to do when you're doing your spring cleaning, cleaning out your closet. You have a bunch of nice clothes and shoes and handbags that you're selling and that you no longer want. Rather than just giving them away or throwing them away, you could, if they're that valuable and worth it, potentially resell them on your Instagram stories. In fact, one of our students made over $250,000 last year alone with reselling right on Instagram stories. Idea number 14 is guest speaking. Now, usually when we think of guest speaking, we think of speaking on a stage or flying somewhere to be a presenter, but you can guest speak on Instagram stories, doing a stories takeover for brands. You can guest speak going Instagram live and providing interviews for people right on Instagram. So guest speaking is not just limited to famous people speaking on stages, it's also speaking and presenting on Instagram as well.
I hope these ideas gave you some inspiration of additional streams of income that you could create or just ways that you could make a quick buck on Instagram. Of course, a lot of these do require work and a lot of these require you to put in extra work up front, be it editing a reel and then sending it to your favorite creator as an example of your work or reaching out to a brand for a potential brand partnership that you think could be mutually beneficial. It might require extra work initially, but a lot of these things can become passive or they can become very automatized and streamlined so that they are efficient and can make you some serious money as you grow your account, as you grow your practice, and as you just level up your streams of income to include a more diverse spectrum of different ways to make money. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, don't forget to follow our podcast. They recently changed the name. It's no longer subscribing to a podcast on most apps because I think a lot of the apps recognize that the word subscription is starting to become synonymous with paying for something or paying for a monthly fee. So they don't necessarily on a lot of apps call it subscribe anymore. It's called follow. So make sure that you're following Build Your Tribe on whatever app you're listening to. That way our episodes will download to your device. And then also make sure that you're tuning in because we release two episodes a week. We release a quick tip every Tuesday and we release a longer episode like this every Thursday. And on most apps, if you follow us, but you're not regularly listening to our podcast, and I know this is true on Apple for sure, if you're not regularly listening, they will actually unfollow the podcast for you because they kind of assume that you don't want to listen even though you pressed follow. So after you press follow, make sure that you're still regularly listening to Build Your Tribe. And as always, we really, really appreciate it. You as the listener, you mean so much to us. And it's kind of crazy to us when we sit back and think about how many people are driving to work listening to Build Your Tribe, or they're on their walk with Build Your Tribe blasting through their headphones, or they're listening while they get ready in the morning. So thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to what we have to say. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.